the free, the land of the brave, where fear and frustration dance on your grave, where martial law blows in the breeze with basketball plays and the greatest of ease. No more health care, no more dreams, no more heroes, no more themes. College education at a minimum wage, looking at the future.
This is a Building Bridges, your Community and Labor Report special. I'm Ken Nash.
And I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
10 years ago, more than 1 million African-American men assembled in Washington, D.C. The Million Man March spawned the Million Woman, Million Family, Million Moms, Million Youth, Million Workers, and Million Reparations marches in a succession of grassroots calls for action. Unfortunately, noticeably missing from this roster of groups seeking to propel its members' needs forward to calls for mass action is the organization that represents more than 12 million workers in the organized labor movement, the AFL-CIO.
The Millions More movement will come to Washington, D.C. for a weekend of events October 14th through the 16th, when a diverse group of national and international leaders will outline the significance and meaning of the Millions More movement and lay the foundation for individual and organizations' activities that will take the energy, spirit, and intent of the weekend back to communities where the real work of the movement will be done.
Men, women, and children will be attending this time, making the movement more reflective of the condition of people of African ancestry. There's a war on black people, and you cannot fight a war if you dismantle half the army. So the army's here, uniting because Minister Louis Farrakhan had the vision.
Now let's listen to Minister Farrakhan, who explained Millions More means that we are reaching for the millions who carry the rich on their backs. The rich live off the poor, but the poor have no advocates. Minister Farrakhan addressed a standing room capacity audience that filled the Reverend Herbert Daughtry's House of the Lord Pentecostal Church in Brooklyn to help kick off the plans for the Millions More March on Washington to mobilize the people to maximize their power.
Once was real, it once was true, it once had meaning we once knew. Powerful men with so little eyes, feasting on children with illusion and lies. Control, manipulate, control. They pump up the volume and twist our soul.
We gotta save our people. Look at yourself. Don't you think we need something bigger and better than what we've had?
Yes.
I just want to ask you, we have to remedy this condition.
Yes, sir.
We've tried everything else except the unity of us as a people.
Right.
We have fallen in the bottomless pit and we have found the bottom. There's nowhere else to go but up. So in that condition now, here we come. I have asked the NAACP, will you join us in creating in the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March a Millions More movement for change? And the NAACP board 100% said we're going to back the Million Man March commemoration. I came to New York and we gathered many leads. All of us now seem to be in agreement,
yes, sir,
that we've reached the bottom, and if we don't do something together, our people will be destroyed. Marc Morial of the Urban League was there. SCLC, the new president, Charles Steele, he said, Farrakhan, we're with you. They're with the idea now that we got to create a movement to accept the reality of what God wants to do for us and change the reality that 400 years of living under alien supervision has caused us to do to ourselves. We got to make use of everything that God has given us to get us out of this condition. I went to Reverend Jackson. That's a brilliant, brilliant brother. So Rainbow Push said, we with this. Reverend Al Sharpton. He realizes our people are dying. Let's see if we can put it all together. Malik Zulu Shabazz, the new Black Panther Party. Then there's Dr. Conrad Worrell and the Black United Front. Now, Conrad is a nationalist to the core, a Pan-Africanist to the core. But now we're in the room with all the different minds of our people. Ron Daniels, Coretta Scott King, when she heard, wait a minute, this looked like the beloved community that Dr. King was talking about. All of us in love with each other, in a room together, trying to work out what is in the best interest of our people. I spoke before the Conference of Black Mayors. And when I got there, some had put in the paper, how could you mayors allow this bigot, this? And the mayors didn't back down. They didn't disinvite me. So there with Dr. Manning Marable, brilliant professor from Columbia, and George Curry, brilliant black writer. We had a great session, and the mayors were literally happy to take a picture with me. My, how things have changed. Then Erykah Badu, Shaquille O'Neal, Tavis Smiley, Harry Belafonte. Good God Almighty. The family is coming together because we need to save our people. I wept the other day because in all my life I've wanted to see us come together. When we were out in front of Mishaw's bookstore on 7th Avenue, and Brother Malcolm was talking, Louis Farrakhan was singing a song that I wrote called The Benefit of Unity. I sing about what I hope to see. But now I don't have to sing about unity. We're experiencing something that is so beautiful, potentially. What is this unity for? We ain't coming together just to feel good. Imagine what it's gonna look like that blacks come into unity. Millions more. But here's my Latino family here. And the Latino family comes together, mobilizes millions more. Going up on the reservation, mobilize the Native Americans, millions more. For what purpose? Millions more in a movement. We will create a new educational paradigm because this education has to be scrapped. It's good for nothing but to produce non-thinking slaves. And we're calling together the scholars of education. We're calling together the black economists and business people. We must have an economic plan for economic development and then tour. Connect with Africa. Dr. Leonard Jeffries, Dr. James Turner, Dr. Naeem Akbar, Dr. Manning Marable. We got so many brilliant black male and female educators. We can plan the educational development of our people from Cairo to Cape Town, from Mississippi to Maine. A new world coming in, and it ain't the old world order of the slave master. I will be talking to the hip-hop giants. They're already ruling. Now we're going to give them the wisdom, and we're going to demand that their records be played. When we are united, we don't send our babies to war to fight on the basis of a lie. We pull down the liar from the stronghold. So, with Bob Law, Minister Kevin, Reverend Daughtry, J.T. Weusi, Malik Zulu Shabazz, yes, Leonard Jeffries, yes, Viola Plummer. Yes. See, this got to be men and women, yes, working together, yes, not one behind the other, but standing shoulder to shoulder, side by side. Black women, black men, black children, planning a future. We're pulling our doctors into the room, planning the health development of this people. You will see there will be a difference. And I want you to envision it. Put it right here in your mind. Think about 40 million black people united. Think about 45 million Hispanics united. Think about 4 or 5 million Native Americans united. Think about poor folk united. Think about the impact that we will have on the politics of this country. We don't like their policies, so we change them. I'm on my way to the Caribbean because the Caribbean must be mobilized right along with us. The West Indies must find the West Indian Union. Everybody must mobilize against imperialism and neocolonialism and racism. Then are we going Africa? Because while we're mobilizing here, Africa must mobilize with us to let Europe know we ain't satisfied.
Go ahead. That's right.
We built your capitals in Europe. We don't owe you nothing. All our debt is forgiven. We must rebuild Africa. We're black again. We're black again. So you be on the lookout, because we're going to be organizing throughout New York State,
yes, sir,
throughout the 50 states.
Yes, sir.
I waited for this all my life. Yes, sir. All my life. And now, when we make this real, then we're preparing a future for these beautiful young people that are here. We must give them a future. Now, remember, Dr. Martin Luther King, in 1967, at Riverside Church, spoke against an unjust war.
Yes, sir.
And while he was speaking against an unjust war, he was mobilizing the poor. And that led to his assassination. We live in a world that doesn't care for the poor, does not want anybody to organize poor people.
That's right. Think on that.
Jesus went to the cross because he was the advocate for the poor. The rich hated him, but the poor heard his message gladly. Our message is heard by the poor gladly. So the rich are troubled now that the poor are talking about mobilizing.
Think on this.
The first thing that's in your scripture, kill the shepherd and scatter the sheep.
Amen.
So we already know that murder is in their hearts. If they can't divide us, then they must come And the only way they know to come, after all their tricks fail, then murder is on the agenda. But I warn them, not this time. Not this time. Is there a bomb in Gilead to make the wounded whole? Is there a bomb in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul? Our unity is a bomb. Our unity,
yes, sir.
As leaders, give hope to our people. And once our people's hope is lifted because we have united and given a solemn covenant with each other that we will never sell out the struggle of our people. And from that moment, our people will open their hearts again. Not to thieves and robbers. Because we're not going to let nobody rob our people. We're moving toward nationhood. May God bless you. May God keep you. Oh, brother, this is dangerous. Because as long as we were divided, the rich could suck the blood of the poor. When the poor come together, then the rich fall off our backs. That's an uncomfortable position for rich people to be in. And that's why whenever we raise to a certain level, they must knock it down. Not this time. Not this time. This is our last chance. And we are not gonna blow it this time. Marcus Garvey is back. Malcolm X is back. Martin Luther King is back. W.E.B. Du Bois is back. Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, David Walker, Harriet Tubman, Fannie Lou Hamer. They're back in us. The spirit of the ancestors. Toussaint L'Ouverture is back. Dessalines is back. Christophe is back. Hannibal is back. But I got one more for you. Moses is back. Aaron is back. Joshua is back. David is back. Solomon is back. Jesus is back. Muhammad is back. The Bible says in that day, I'll pour out my spirit without number. And you will see the old prophets walking around. They're here now. We have called them into existence.
Go ahead.
This time, we don't march. We create a movement for change. Politically, we will determine who sits and where they sit and how long they sit. When the millions more are united, the black, the brown, the red.
That's all right.
Looking at the future and then turning the page, homeless in shelters, homeless tomorrow, one paycheck away from homeless sorrow.
You've been listening to the Minister Louis Farrakhan. If you're interested in joining, you can become a registered member of the movement. Visit the official website. That's www.millionsmoremovement.com. That's www.millionsmoremovement.com.
This has been a Building Bridges, your Community and Labor Report special.
Total oppression of a total dominion, the real design, the ultimate plan.
used to tell me I was building a dream. So I followed the mall. When there was earth to plow, all guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in this line waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done, brother. Can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done, brother. Can you spare a dime? What's in khaki suits, you know, brother? We sure looks well. You was all full of that Yankee doodle did do. Half a million boots of us slogging through hell. And I was that little kid with the drum. It was Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Say, buddy, can you spare a dime? Buddy,
a dime.
And you were listening to Odetta and Dr. John's rendition of Yip Harburg's Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? As relevant now as when it was sung in 1992 and as it was written in 1932.
I'd like to thank you for listening. This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report.